First of all, I would like to remind you about the rules of Tajweed again. And this Quran that is color coded for Tajweed rules, this will be very good for all of you. So we should not replace this Quran with the other Qurans. I would highly recommend that inshallah arrange this type of Quran. It is available. You can buy online or you can go to Richardson. There is a bookstore. You can buy from there. But it will be helpful for me and for all of you to know these, you know, colors with different rules of Tajweed, to follow them, inshallah. And then I will explain that if you see this blue color, then you make ikhfa. Like andir, andir, this word andir, this noon, there needs to be ikhfa. Then min qabli, again this noon has to be ikhfa. So this is for the ikhfa rule. Then ayn ya'tiyahum, this is idgham rule. And there is a need, I think, to remind these rules again. It's been a while that we have learned and studied these rules, so I would like to revise all those rules, because the objective, the goal of this class is always, there are three goals. So need to be refreshed and reminded again. And I think in two goals we are lacking. One goal was Tajweed, rules of Tajweed. Second goal also memorization. Hifz. So if mashallah we are 10 people, it's not enough that only 2 people are reading with memory and 8 people, like 80%, they are looking at the Quran. No. Hifz means hifz. This is your assignment, whatever you studied today, and that's why we do not do too much, only 4 lines, 5 lines. So if you see today in my Quran, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 lines and a quarter. So I think for the whole week, from this Sunday to next Sunday, these 5 lines is not a big assignment. If you memorize only 1 line a day, it will be easily achievable, inshallah. So I would like to listen from all of you hifz, inshallah, these 5 lines next Sunday. That is the second goal, right? Third goal that we are going to do now, this is the meaning. Word by word meaning and little bit explanation, brief explanation of these ayat that we studied every time. So today is the new surah, and this surah is Surah Nuh. So as you can realize with the name of the surah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about the preaching of Nuh alayhi salam to his qawm, to his people. The whole entire surah, it talks about his people. This is like completely dedicated to the work of Nuh alayhi salam, the behavior, the attitude of his people towards him. Majority of his people, as you know, did not accept the da'wat and the message. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him a long life, very long life. He is a very special prophet, that he lived for 950 years, 9 centuries and half, single, same person, right? And I was reading in the tafsir, it was not the case with his people, like all other people that he was preaching, they did not have the long life like him. So he saw several generations. You know, people are coming to this world, they are dying, and their children, and their children, and their children. So grandchildren, and he was the same Nabi for all those generations. But unfortunately, majority of all those people in different generations, they did not accept the message. So So how he, you can imagine the situation of Nuh alayhi salam, that after preaching them for so many years, then at last he was kind of disappointed with these people, and then he submitted like his report to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the lesson for all the people at the time? Actually, this is they were the first addressee of the Quran at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding all the people of Quraysh that if you do not listen to the message of your own Rasul, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you look the consequences of the qawm of Nuh alayhi salam, how I treated them, and then will be your consequences as well. So this was the lesson for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So keeping this background in your mind, now translate the ayah. The first word, inna. What is the meaning of inna?
Indeed we.
Yes, very good. Remember, I earlier also told you there are two words, inna with alif. Sometimes you see the in the Quran, sometimes you say without alif, inna. And as a matter of fact, we have two examples, both examples today. So the first word, inna with alif, it means indeed we. This is a combination of two words. The first, inna, that means indeed, then plus na, noon alif na. Noon alif na is a pronoun, means we, us. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that indeed we. So whenever you see inna with alif, in the pronunciation you need to stretch at the end, inna. Like inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, in all these, right? The second change in the meaning will be, you will not translate only indeed, but indeed we. Okay. Arsalna, meaning?
We have sent down.
So, arsalna. Arsala, yursilu, irsal is bab if'al. And it means to send down. The word rasul, it is also from the same root. Nuhan. Nuh alayhi salam, his name Nuhan. Ila qawmihi,
to his people,
right? Ila means to, qawm, people, his nation. He is the pronoun, his qawm. For what? Anzir qawmaka, that you warn your people. An means that, anzir, you warn, like nazir. Nazir is the title of a nabi, the one who is warner, right? Anzir is the word of command. It is also from Bab If'al. Andara yundiru indar. Qawmaka, your people, min qabli an ya'tiyahum azabun alim.
Come to them a severe punishment.
Min qabli means before. أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ, that come to them, عَذَابٌ alim, a painful punishment, severe punishment. Okay. So, قَبْل means before. يَأْتِيَ, أَتَى يَأْتِي, if something is coming, is coming. هُمْ to them, عَذَابٌ alim, a severe punishment, very painful torment. Right? قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ, he said, O my people, يَا قَوْمِ, إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ.
Okay. Indeed, I am to you a warner that clear. Is clear.
A clear warner, a plain warner. So, إِنِّي, same like inna. But what is the inna was plural, inni singular. Indeed, I am to you, lakum, for you. Nazirum mubin, nazir again, warner, from like anzir, mubin, plain warner, very clear warner. Ani'budullaha. What is the meaning of that?
That you worship Allah.
That you worship Allah. So, u'budu is the word of command again. So, Nuh alayhi salam, he is commanding to his people that you all must worship Allah. Ani'budullaha. Wattaquhu.
And fear him.
Have the taqwa of Allah. Taqwa, that means the fear of Allah, being conscious of Allah, be dutiful to Allah. These are all the meanings of taqwa. Taqwa is so much comprehensive word of Arabic, or in the terminology of the Quran, you cannot translate in just one word. There is no such single word in English that you can translate one. It encompasses everything. Always being conscious of Allah, being dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all that. وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ and
obey
me. أَطِيعُ again, it is the word of command from ita'at. أَطِيعُونِ me. Obey me. Follow my commandments, so that will be the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you do that, what will be the result or the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yaghfir lakum min dunubikum. Allah will forgive
you
for your sins. So yaghfir from maghfira, lakum to you, min dunubikum, your sins. وَيُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Okay, يُؤَخِّرْ from تَأْخِيرْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will delay, will give you a respite. إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, to a time that is appointed. To the term that is appointed. أَجَل means a term. مُسَمَّى, appointed. Yani whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for every one of you, a life span. So till the end of your life, you have a respite from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will not see any punishment, any azab. You will complete your lifetime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that respite. Okay? Okay. This part of the ayah has two different stages of those people, and of, for all the non-believers. The first part was that yaghfir lakum min dhunubikum. Allah will forgive your sins. So what happens, this is the biggest reward of Iman. If the non-believers, they convert to Islam, so the day when they are becoming Muslim, all their past sins are forgiven. So this is the first part. So he is convincing, Nuh alayhi salam is convincing to the people that no matter how much disobedience you already have done to me and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you had a life full of your sins. But the day, the moment you will accept the Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you all his sins. This is first part. وَيُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلِ مُسَمَّى. The second part is that then he will give you more time till the end of your life. He will not destroy you. Right? Okay. Inna ajalallahi idha ja'a la yuakhar. Indeed, the appointed time by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes, it is never delayed.
So,
ajalallah, ajal means appointed time. Of Allah, yani appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, idha ja'a, when it comes. So the word ja'a, to come. So we have two words in this tilawat of today for coming. One was ayn ya'tiyahum azabun alim, ya'tiya, right? This word is ja'a. Both have the same meaning, to come. The difference is that ja'a here is past tense. Ya'tiya was present tense. This is the difference. La yuakhar, it will never be delayed. يؤخر from تأخير. لو كنتم تعلمون
if you all but knew it.
لو كنتم تعلمون. تعلمون is from علم. So these were the advices, the commands of Nuh alayhi salam to his people. Now what was their response? As you know, and after their attitude and behavior, not accepting the message of the truth, except the few, then Nuh alayhi salam, he submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what he said, we will inshallah study in next Sunday. Yes.
What's the difference between Izzah and Jah?